Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is Minister Erica, and I am so happy to be with you all today. I haven't been on the line in a while, and I am glad to be here. I'm glad the Lord woke me up, and He has put breath in my body, and I'm here with you all today. Let's just begin to usher in the presence of the Lord, thanking Him for waking us this morning and blessing His name.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We love you this morning, Jesus.
Continue to usher in the presence of the Lord. Continue to call on His name. Continue to call on His name. Real quickly, before we get started with our first prayer lead, I am excited to announce to you all today that we are going, I want to start something new. It's called a Won't He Do It Wednesday, and we're going to have that today. So at the end of the prayer line today, during the last 5 minutes, it's going to be Won't He Do It Wednesday moment. It's our testimony time. So I want you, during this call, if there you have a testimony of something God has done, big or small, just go ahead and type in 5 and the star key so that I'll know that you have a testimony that you'd like to tell. I'm going to go ahead now and turn it over to our first prayer lead, Minister DeAndra.
Good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Won't He Do It Wednesday? That's all right. I'm mad I won't be able to be on here for that. But He will do it. Oh, yes, He will. And I'm excited about what He is doing. My scripture for today is coming out of 2 Peter 1 and 3. But 3 is connected to 4, so we got to read 3 and 4. So I'm going to read it to you from the King James Version, and then I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation. And the word of the Lord reads, "According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." But the New Living Translation reads, "By His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know Him, the one who called us to Himself by means of His marvelous glory and excellence. And because of His glory and excellence, He has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share His divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by His desires." My God, He has given us great and precious promises. And I just, I have a burden for the men of the Lord, the men. I don't know what it is, but we're going to pray this morning. I want to just give a quick word of encouragement. If any man on this line, the men of God, the men that are not in church or whatever, the Lord hears you. He is on your side. He has made you in His image and in His likeness, my God, so that you can overcome every situation just trusting. Amen. Father God, it is in the name of Jesus, my God, that we come before you, thanking you this morning, thanking you for an opportunity to come before your throne. We bless your name, oh God, because you have given us great and precious promises. It's because you have brought us out and turned us around and showed us the way, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that we'll stay in the way, that we won't be trying to get out of the way that they say it. Oh, I'm just trying to stay out the way. But today, oh God, we want to be in the way. We want to be where you are, my God. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you that you are great and mighty, my God, and that you have given us those great and precious promises. We thank you that you have given us everything that we need to live a godly life. And so we pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we'll take the instruction, that we'll read the word, my God, and we'll apply it. We won't just be hearers of the word, oh God, but we'll be doers also, my God, that we'll take this word and we'll plant it. We'll rehearse it. We'll meditate on your word day and night, my God, that we might not sin against you. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you'll be with everybody on this line today, that you'll empower us, that we'll use not empower us, but that you will give us the, that we will use the power that you have given us to walk in the authority that you have given us on the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and everything that dwells therein. And so we thank you, oh God, that your word is a light unto our path. Help us, oh God, to stay in the way, yes, God. Help us to stay in the way, oh God. We ain't trying to get out the way. We're trying to stay right in the way, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus that as we walk in these precious promises that you have given us and the knowledge that you have given us how to walk godly, how to walk uprightly before you, oh God. That someone will see us, that someone will be encouraged by our walk, that someone will be encouraged by our light, that someone will be encouraged by watching us go through, oh God, because we go through, my God, to show others that even though we are your children and we are loved by you, oh God, we still go through, my God. But you bring us out of them all. They said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you, God, you deliver us out of them all. And so we thank you for being a deliverer this morning. We thank you, oh God, that you are an encourager, the lifter of our bowed down heads. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we have the power and the authority to speak to the mountain and tell it to be thou removed, and it will be cast into the sea. Oh God, we just thank you for your word this morning, oh God. How your word is a strong tower, and we can go run into your word and find safety there. So we declare and decree safety on this line, peace on this line, love on this line, my God. Lift up every man on this line today, oh God. Let them know they're not alone, my God, that you're right there with them, that you're hearing them, that you know the trials and the tribulations that they're going through, oh God. The things that they're dealing with financially, in relationships, out of relationships, in the church, out of the church, my God, on the job, my God, even just in the on the streets, Lord God. But I plead your blood, hallelujah, from the top of each and every one of their heads to the soles of their feet, my God, trying to co-parent, and sometimes they have to co-parent not in the homes, and then they have to deal with child support and different things like that, oh God. But I lift them up high before you, oh God. Those of that have lost loved ones, lost their moms and their fathers, I plead the blood of Jesus over their minds this morning, oh God. And I pray, oh God, that you that they will allow you to be the father that they never had, my God. The father, my God, that you can run to. The father that they can run to and relax, my God, and cry, my God, and give out everything that's burdening them. You told us to cast our cares upon you because you care for me or us. So I pray in the name of Jesus that the men, oh my God, that they'll cast their cares, oh God, that they'll remember that they have a heavenly father that loves them, a heavenly father that cares about them, a heavenly father that knows they're struggling in school or struggling on a job or struggling financially, oh God. But they have an advocate with you, oh God. And you, oh God, will make a way out of no way. Help them to surrender. Help them to cry out. Help them to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to do it your way, God. In the name of Jesus, I lift this prayer up today, oh God. Don't let them be out here feeling alone and by themselves and like the world is against them, but they have you, oh God. that have overcome the world. And you are a very present help, oh God, in the time of trouble. Lift them up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God, lift them up, my God. We thank you, Lord God, for the men of God that are in the church, that are examples, oh God, to let them know that yes, man, you can make it. You can make it. I know it get rough, my God, but you can make it. Oh, my God, let the men's ministries grow in each and every facility and every church that represented on this line. Let a man go, grab a man's hand and let them know that they can make it, oh God. Oh, my God, we just thank you, oh God, for prayer this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you are a very present help and that you are doing great and mighty things in the earth. Bless your word, Lord God. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight on today, God, as we press, as we go forward, as we walk this thing out, God. Be our God. Help us, oh God, and help us as women, my God, to build up the men, that they'll be able to have that help meet that they need in this season. We thank you and we bless you, oh God, for an opportunity just to pray, God, just to come into the heavenlies, just to cast our cares, just to thank you, my God, for being the God of our salvation. Just to thank you, oh God, for being our peace. Just to thank you, oh God, for being a provider. Just to thank you, oh God, for allowing us to see another day. Just to thank you, oh God, for your loving kindness. Just to thank you, oh God, for your tender mercies. Just to thank you, oh God, for having us above and not beneath. We just want to thank you, oh God, that we're blessed in the city. And we thank you, oh God, that you're blessing us in the field. And we thank you, oh God, that we're blessed when we come and we're blessed when we go, and no matter what anybody says, oh God, we're still blessed, my God, all because of you. And so we just thank you and we bless you and we honor your holy name, Eshebasa, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We touch and agree on this line. We touch and agree, Lord God, that there will be nothing missing and nothing broken, that every need that we have on this line today, my God, will be met. Touch, my God, here, there, and everywhere. Oh, my God, in Ohio, in Africa, my God, in Baltimore, in Maryland, my God, in Detroit, Ashay, God. And I'm just naming off names that's coming to my mind. Oh, but Lord God, the world is yours and the fullness thereof. Oh, my God, fix it, my God, for us. Fix it, oh God. And we forever give your name praise, glory, hallelujah, and honor. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes,
Jesus,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. God is good. This is Won't He Do It Wednesday, and He will. Yes, He will. He will do it. Today is Won't He Do It Wednesday. Sister DeAndre, Minister DeAndre, thank you for that prayer, that powerful prayer, and for lifting up the men today. Sometimes our men, they are the strong ones in the household, and they may sometimes feel that they have nobody to go to, but they can go to God because God has them. And we thank you for encouraging them in that and reminding them of that, that God has them when nobody else has them, that they can turn to God when they feel that they can't turn to anyone else.
Okay.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hey, everybody. Today is Won't He Do It Wednesday. It's something new that I'm starting, and it's just a time of testimony. There are so many things that God does for us, whether they're big things or small things, or whether it's just a reminder of something. God will do it,
And we're going to have a time today at the end of the call where we can give our testimony, give our encouragement to others. So if you would like to participate in Won't He Do It Wednesday, let us know what God has done for you. Go ahead and hit the *5 so that we know that you want to give your testimony or your word of encouragement at the end of the service today. Today is Wednesday, midweek sacrifice. We are usually sowing a $24 midweek sacrifice. So go ahead, get that seed in the ground today. You can do that by way of Cash App at $Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209, or you can go by our website at ekcministries.org and sow your seed there. Hey, while you're on the website, leave your prayer request. Put your prayer request in there so that we can agree with you in prayer. And you know what else you can do? Leave your GPS. That's Guiding People to Salvation. It is a minute or less testimony of what God has done for you, what God can do for somebody else, and how God can bring you through something. So encourage someone by what God has done in your life today. Go ahead and get your GPS audio or video in. I'm going to go ahead, keep the line moving, and we're going to go ahead and turn it over to our next prayer lead. Minister Bailey.
Good morning. As a man of God, Sister DeAndre, I needed that, and I accept that this morning here in Lincoln Heights, Ohio. I appreciate it. That was powerful. This morning, we come before you today with hearts open wide, lifting up our voices in gratitude and praise for your unending love and grace. We acknowledge, Lord, that you are the source of all comfort and the God of all mercies. In hard times of trials and troubles, we lean on you, knowing that you are not just a distant observer, but our ever-present help in times of need. Lord, your word in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 4 reminds us that you comfort us in all of our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble. We thank you for this divine assurance, Father. We recognize that challenges we face are not in vain. They are opportunities to experience your power and presence and to build our faith. Father God, we stand firm on your promises. You said in your word that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Many of us have been through something, and because of our circumstance, we know this is true, and we cling to that truth today. When the storms of life rage and the winds blow fiercely around us, we trust in your steadfast love. Father God, you are our anchor, our refuge, and our stronghold. Even when we feel overwhelmed, we know that you are right there beside us, comforting us, holding us up, and guiding our steps. Oh, Lord, in this hard time, help us to see beyond our struggles. Help us to recognize the lessons you are teaching us through these trials. Father, we ask for a spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may understand the depth of your love and the breadth of your comfort. Father, teach us how to draw on your strength, how to rely on your grace, and how to find peace in your presence. May we learn to cast our worries upon you, because you care for us. Father, As we seek you, open our eyes to the hidden blessings in our struggles. Remind us that even in the valley, your goodness follows us. May our hearts be tuned to recognize your hand at work. Even in the smallest details of our lives, let us not be discouraged by what we see, but be strengthened by the unseen power of your Spirit moving within us. And now, dear God, we look beyond ourselves. We recognize that those around us are also in need of comfort, hope, and encouragement. We pray that you will empower us to be vessels of your love and grace. May we share the comfort we receive from you with others who are struggling, dear God. Show us how to reach out, how to listen, how to offer a helping hand. Let us be the light in the darkness, the hope in despair, and the love in a world that so desperately needs you. Lord, I pray for anyone hearing this prayer and silently praying with me right now that your hand will be upon them. No matter what they are facing, may they feel your presence enveloping them. Release your peace that surpasses all understanding. Strengthen their hearts, dear God. Renew their minds and give them the courage to press on. Father, remind them they are not alone. You are with them each and every step of the way. We declare that in every trial we will rejoice, for we know that testing our faith produces perseverance, and perseverance leads to spiritual maturity. In our struggles, we shall find your glory revealed. What the enemy intended for harm, you will turn around for our good. We receive that promise today, Father God. Lord, we lift up those who feel weary, burdened, or lost. Send your Holy Spirit to refresh their souls. Let your presence be their source of renewal, filling them with divine strength and unwavering faith. May they be reminded that nothing is impossible with you, and that in your hands, even the most broken pieces can be restored to wholeness. Father, we surrender our fears, our doubts, and our uncertainties at your feet. We absolutely refuse to be consumed by worry, for we know that you are the God who provides, heals, and delivers. Fill us with unwavering trust, knowing that you are always working, even in ways we cannot yet see. Lord, we pray for unity in our homes, our communities, and our world. Where there is division, bring reconciliation. Where there is bitterness, sow forgiveness. Where there is hatred, pour out your love. Let your presence break every chain that binds us. And may we walk in freedom, knowing that we are yours. As we walk through this and any other season of difficulty, we will keep our eyes fixed on you. Help us to seek your face in prayer, to learn, to turn to your word for guidance, and to rely on your Holy Spirit for strength. We will not be moved by what we see, but we will stand firm in faith, trusting that you, in your word states in Romans 28, that all things, not some things, but all things work for the good of those who love you, Lord, and who have been called according to your purpose. And Father, when the breakthrough comes, and it will, we will shout with joy and declare your goodness. We will tell of your faithfulness, and we will testify of your mercy. We will show the world that you are a God who comforts, heals, and restores. We will be living testimonies to your unfailing love and grace. Father, grant us the wisdom to discern your will in all things. Help us to recognize divine opportunities that you place before us. Open doors that no man can shut, and guide our steps along the path you have prepared. When we feel uncertain, remind us that your plans... Sorry about that. Lord, we ask for your supernatural provision for those struggling financially. Provide for their needs according to your riches and glory. For those facing health battles, release your power and restore their bodies. For those burdened by anxiety, replace their fear and have them no longer use their anxiety medications and rely on your perfect peace. We know that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. As we walk in faith, may we be bold in sharing the gospel and living out our faith daily. Let our lives be a reflection of your love, our words be filled with your grace, and our actions demonstrate the kindness and mercy you have shown us. May we be known as a people of faith, hope, and love. Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're about to do. We thank you for the comfort, the encouragement, and the strength that you are continually pouring out upon us. May our lives bring glory to you, God, and may we always remember to say thank you, our grateful hearts overflowing with praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. For those of you all that have to leave, you have a wonderful day. And for now, I will turn it back over to our prayer host. Thank you for the opportunity to pray with you all.
Thank you, Minister, for yielding spirit and praying with us today. Being on the prayer line and allowing God to use you to pray or to host is an honor. It is an honor to be able to allow God to use you in that way. And if you would like to be a prayer host or a prayer lead, we'd love to have you. So just give the office a call at 216-475-6327. Allow God to use you in a way to encourage others through prayer. Today is Wednesday, and we are going to have Won't He Do It Wednesday at the end of the prayer call. So if you have a testimony of something God has done, during the month of January, we had our fast, and I'm sure the Lord moved in your life in some way. Let us know what God has done for you starting out the year. Press 5-star, and at the end of the call, you will be able to give that testimony. Today is Wednesday, and we're sowing our midweek sacrifice of at least $24. You can do that by way of Cash App at $Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209, or you can go by our website, ekcministries.org, and sow your seed there. If you are not receiving text messages and emails from the ministry and you would like to, or if you'd like to share our ministry with someone else, you can text the word MAXIMIZE to 55444. You can share that with others. That's MAXIMIZE to 55444. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our next prayer lead.
Good morning. It's Sister Cynthia. And my prayer scripture is coming out of 1 Timothy 4, starting at the 11th verse, and it says, "These things command and teach. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I praise you. Give you glory and give you honor, for Lord, truly you worthy to be praised. We come before your throne of grace, God, thanking you and praising you for another day. Thanking you, God, for watching over us all night long. Thanking you, God, for your blood covering that covers us, God. We thank you for it. God, we thank you because you said to Timothy, let no one despise your youth. But this is what I'm calling you to do. I'm calling you to show spirit and love. I'm calling you to study, to show yourself approved. I'm calling you to preach the gospel, to give the people what I've given unto you. This is what I need you to do until I come. So, God, we thank you and praise you, God, that we can stand according to your word, living your word, giving your word, God, preaching your word, Lord, loving one another, God, with the love of Christ. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that we can love one another. Lord God, that we can reach you in the spirit realm, God, that we can seek you, God, like never before, especially in these last days, God. We have to seek you in the directions that we should go. Lord, that we will not fall to fear, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. And in these last days, God, we got to keep a sound mind. So I thank you for a sound mind in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, because we know without a shadow of a doubt, you're the only God that answers according to your word. And God, that we don't have to walk in fear. We don't have to walk in disbelief, but we could begin to call those things that's not as though they already were. We can begin to speak to those sycamine trees that's standing in our way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Lord, we can begin to move in the spirit, doing the things that you called us to do. And so, God, you said that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In the name of Jesus, Lord, recovering in your name. It's not our name, but it's your name, God, because you said every knee should bow, every tongue should confess that you're Lord. And so, God, we thank you for being Lord in our lives. We thank you, God, for the opportunity and the chances that we have, God, that we can speak the word, God, that we can tell somebody about you, God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you've done for us in our lives, God, all the miracles that have taken place in our lives, God, all the prayers that we have set up before you, and we had to walk away saying it was because of you that it came to pass. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you, God, for the bloodshed covering that covers our children. We pray you would continue to cover our children, God. And so, Lord, you said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We thank you, God, that we can hear the word and live by faith and not by sight, calling those things that's not as though they already were, standing in the hallway giving you praise, glory, and honor, waiting on it to come to pass, God, but not giving up, not speaking one thing and doing and saying another, but, God, continuing to watch what come out of our mouths, that what come out of our mouths will be the word of God, saying, this is what you said, God. This is what you said you would do and watch you bring it to pass in our lives. And so, God, I know that Elijah asked the children, God of Israel, if God be God, follow him. But if not, then follow Baal. Well, God, we follow in you because you're the only God that has truth, has knowledge, God. But you said to continue reading, continue the doctrine, continue in your word. So when someone comes, they bring in something other than his word. We can't accept them. But we can't accept it because we know truth. And long as we know truth, we won't be deceived. We won't be confused. We won't follow a man that's not following you. And there's so many things, God, that's going on. So many things that people are saying. And I know it's not you, God, because you are God of love. You're not a God of hate. You care about us, God. You said, God, that the poor would be with us always. But even in your word, God, you said that they sold the poor for a pair of shoes. But, God, we know that you love us. We know you love the poor. And we have to stay as intercessors, crying out to you, God, because you were in the wilderness and you said, but I can't find one. We got to follow you like never before. We got to begin to intercede. We got to begin, Lord, to get up in the middle of the night to hear what you're saying. What is it that you have us to do? Where would you have us to go? We can't continue to say, Lord, you're going to the nursing home. You're going to the hospital. Lord, you saying, no, you go. Because you said on the cross, it is finished. So everything you came here to do, God, you done. And so it's now up to us because you said you give unto us power. But we got to do something with it because you said faith without works is dead. We got to believe, God, that when we go to the nursing homes, when we go to the hospital, when we go to the schools, God, when we go to the detention homes, when we go to the jails, when we go to the homeless, we got to have a word of deliverance. We got to believe you at your word. We can't go in our name. We can't go looking at the situation. Who sometimes looking at the situation that destroy us. So we have to go out and believe it, that you honor your word because you said, give me my word. And will I, will not honor it. You said your word should not come back void, God. But it accomplished what we sent it to do. So God, we pray, God, that your word will continue to accomplish the things in our lives that needs to be done. The things in our lives that needs to be taken away. Because we can't have no other God before you. We only serve one God. And we can't serve another God because you said you are jealous, God. And so, God, we got to put you first. We got to seek you first because, God, you're our lifeline. And the word continues to show us how to live, how to walk, how to talk, how to love. Because you said, how can you love me and whom you never see? Yet your sisters and brothers that you see every day, you don't love. You don't see the jealous spirit. But if we keep you first, we keep seeking you, God, and we keep speaking your word, and your word get down on the inside. And we begin to speak. And we begin to look like Jesus. We begin to talk like you, God. So no matter what, God, we won't stand in judgment of one another. We won't think we're better than one another, God, because we're not. You said you don't have a respect. You did it for me. You would do it for me. You would do it for others. So, God, we have to stay steady before you. You said those that have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last days. God, what are you saying in these last days? That we're not hiding in our houses. That we're not afraid to come out, knowing that we're covered under your blood. Cover our children under the blood, our grandchildren, Lord. Cover them, God. I pray, God, that every need is met on this line, whatever they need. Because you said that you would supply all our needs according to the riches of glory. Whatever the need. If it's healing this morning, God, I pray that you would heal by your strength. You said that we could send forth your word. You said, God, that we could stand in proxy for one another. That's what you said, Lord. That we could pray for one another. And you would answer. So, God, I pray on this morning that, God, if anyone is going through financially, God, that you would bless their finances, that you would open up a window from heaven and pour out a blessing. There won't be room enough to receive, and you'll reduce the devours for their sake. Because the devours come. God, we're not exempt. You said you reign on the just as the unjust. God, you said two houses were built. One was built on the rock and one was built on the sand. And the storm came. But it came to both houses, God. Because sometimes, God, we walk around thinking nothing should never happen to me. But God, the storm came to both houses. But the one that was standing on the rock, the one, God, that had you, that was living according to your word, that was doing what they were supposed to do, the storm came, but it didn't stop. But you said the one on the hill, it walked in the direction that they wanted to walk, it lived the life that they wanted to live, it went to places that they wanted to go. When the storm came and hit their house, God, you said that this was a total destruction, God. But I thank you, God, because, God, you said no weapon formed against us. God said, you never said that the weapon wasn't formed, God. But whatever the weapon is, we can write it down on paper. We can sign a word in your word to go with the situation that's going on. And it don't have to take over our life. We know, God, that you're going to answer. Well, we thank you and we praise you. Because we serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a God that cares about everything in our life, no matter how little, how big. How much did you love us, God? You stretch forth your arms just for us, that we might be saved today, delivered and set free. To do the work of the Lord. And it's the work of the Lord, God, that we go out into the world like you asked us to and take the gospel and preach the word. And give them your word, not our word, but your word, God. Lord, that you are God that delivers us that free. So, God, on today we thank you. We speak to every mountain that's in our way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. We pull down every stronghold. Call to know things that's not as they already were. Touch it and created the stuff I've been. We give you the glory and the honor. We fill it under the throne. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. Send it back over to the host.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Cynthia, for your prayer. Thank you, Minister Andre, Minister Barry, for your prayer today. If you would like to be
one of the prayer leads on the line or a host, give the office a call at 416-475-6327. Allow the Lord to use you through prayer to touch someone. When we come on the line, when you're praying, you don't know who's on the line. A lot of times we don't know what situations the people are dealing with, but the Lord will give us something. The Lord will speak through us through the prayer that it will touch someone. Let the Lord use you to touch someone. Let the Lord speak through you. Give the office a call at 216-475-6327 to become a prayer lead or a prayer host. If you aren't able to do a full 15, if you don't think that you're able to do a full 15 minutes, it's okay because the prayer leads have you. The prayer hosts have you. We will step in and finish for you, but let God use you in by the way of prayer. Today is Won't He Do It Wednesday. Won't He Do It? Yes, He will. Won't He Do It? Yes, He will. We are giving our testimonies today. We are letting everyone know what God has done for us, whether it's big or small. It doesn't matter. God did it, and we're going to share that today. You know, Psalms 107:2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. What is your story? What has God done for you today? What has God done for you this year? Press 5-star if you would like to give your testimony today. That's 5 and the star button. Press that so that we can hear how God has changed your life so far this year, what God has done in your life, how God has used you in someone else's life. This is Won't He Do It Wednesday, and I'm going to start out. Sister Cynthia, during her prayer, she said that when we pray for others, that God will answer. Recently, I had someone in my life that was going through a mental break. And I just started praying for him. And within five minutes, he was sitting and his mental break was gone. He had come back to himself. The Lord had touched him. And I believe that because I had the faith to pray that the Lord would touch him, that is why he was sitting clothed in his right mind, because I prayed for him. It wasn't me. It was just the faith that I had to pray for him, and the Lord touched him and healed his mind. And I thank God for that. I thank God for giving me the faith to pray for him, and I thank God for touching him and allowing me to be able to tell that testimony today. So if God has done anything in your life, if God has used you, this is the time to say it. Won't he do it? We're going to start today. Minister Andre, he has something to say. Minister Andre, we're going to unmute you and let you go ahead and give your testimony.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. God, he will do it in the name of Jesus. Yeah, I was with Mother Peterson Sunday. We will have a communion together. Got to turn yours down, babe. I'm getting an echo from you. But, we were discussing her and me visiting her and her gaining the movement of her limbs again. She's getting better. But we came to look at how long I had been coming there, and we found out it has been 7 years that I've been going to see Mother Peterson and Mother Izzy. To God be the glory. Through my downfalls, through my sicknesses, illnesses, through my wife's sicknesses and illnesses, God has given me the ability to still go and minister to somebody else's needs. He will do it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Andre. And, you know, we have to stop thinking that because we're going through something and because we don't have it all together that God can't use us. God can use your story. God can use that thing, that little thorn in your side that is bothering you, that thing that you can't forget, that thing that the Lord brought you through that you're ashamed of. That is not the thing to be ashamed of. That is the thing to allow God to use to touch somebody else's life. Let your test be a testimony. Let the mess that you went through be a message for somebody else. We're going to go ahead and Sister Cynthia, we're going to let you go ahead and unmute you. We're going to unmute you and let you go ahead and give your testimony today.
Well, praise the Lord. Thanks. I'm here in New Mexico with Benjamin. And so when me and my husband first got here, my granddaughter, she came to see me with the baby. And the baby was sick. And the baby was coughing and her eyes was glazy. And I say, lay the baby on the bed. So when she laid the baby on the bed, I could see the baby was struggling to breathe. And I said, Isabel, the baby, she's struggling to breathe. I said, she's got this bad cough, runny nose. I said, so you have to take her over to urgent care. I said, and they'll see you right away because they don't play with the breathing. So she took the baby on. They ended up transferring her to another hospital. And from that hospital, they transferred her over to the hospital by where Benjamin stayed. So she ended up being in the hospital like maybe 7 days because we went up to see her. She was getting better, and we went up to see her. And so I ended up praying for the baby. And Isabel said as soon as me and Ben walked out the door, the doctor came in and had her transferred over to the hospital on the other side of downtown because this hospital didn't have what she needed. And they had that vest that would shake that cold up out there. And so I just want to say that God, he knows everything because he's an all-knowing God. He knew which hospital that she needed to be in. And she's been home a week. She's doing fine. She brought her to see me. We laughed and played. And I just thank God because I know God is a God that answers according to his word. So I just like to give him praise and honor for healing my great-grandbaby. And I'm just thankful and grateful that I was here because she never realized that her baby wasn't breathing good. And I just thank God that we got here when we did and that God healed Bessa. God bless you, saints.
Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes our presence is twofold. Sister Cynthia, you went to visit your son, but God had you there because he needed you to tell Belle to take the baby to the hospital. If you weren't there, she might not have taken her. So we have to let God be God. We have to let God use us. We have to be in our place, and we have to obey when God tells us to do something. Amen. If you have a testimony, if you have a word of encouragement, just press 5-star and we will unmute your line and allow you to participate in Won't He Do It Wednesday. Minister Deandra, you can go right ahead.
Testify. What's your name, ma'am?
Okay. Minister Deandra, when you're ready, just let me know when you're ready to give your Won't He Do It Wednesday moment.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, you ready?
Yes, I'm at work. I'm sorry. And I was like, okay, God. Let me be able to get his testimony. Really quick, I just want to encourage somebody in finances. You know, a lot of times we struggle. I think money is the hardest thing for us when we are in church to make sure that we stay consistent when giving God his money and making sure that he has everything. So I had, you know, me and God, I was talking to him. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to give you this money. I'm going to make sure that everything is I'm doing everything that you told me to do as far as my finances is concerned. Well, I had forgot to pay my car payment. And I thought that I had till my next pay to pay it right, but I didn't. And so they called me. They was like, you owe us $1,000 and we need this money, blah, 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 right? So I got nervous. I'm like, okay, God, now you said if I bring my tithes and my offerings into the storehouse that you would open up the window. You told me to try you and see, right? So I gave this word back to him. I called my son. I said, I need $1,000. He was like, he felt, you know, I'll pay back, Mom. This is what he said. So I was like, okay. So I was talking to a girlfriend, and I was like, man, I said, I don't know how I forgot. I said, but I trust God. He's my Savior. He's the one that will never fail. I said, God, I need you. So my girlfriend, she says, well, you know what? I got it. I'll give it to you. No problem. I said, what? I said, I can't pay. I don't know when I'll be able to give it back to you. You know how we be with the money. And she said, don't even worry about it. Just give it back to me whenever you can. I was like, okay, fine. So she gave me the money. I was able to do what I needed to do. Well, then here come my son, because won't he double bless you? Here come my son with that same $1,000. Like, here, Mom, you can have this $1,000. Don't even worry about it. I got you. Won't he do it? I got to go. But God is faithful. Won't he do it? It's double. It's double because he's God. And if you believe this word and you do what that word tells you to do, my God, and you stand on the word, you can pray his word back to him, my God. And he will, my God, come through every time, my God. Won't he do it? My goodness. And I just want to thank the Lord. Y'all have a blessed day. I got this lady on hold while I'm giving this testimony. So you lady, I love y'all. Have everybody have a blessed day. Be encouraged. Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? All right. It is Won't He Do It Wednesday. Sister Mina, we're going to go ahead and unmute your line.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go right ahead.
Okay. I've been dealing with the spirit of fear. Spirit to be a prayer host. Fear to get on the line and pray. And I've been fighting, but today is the day I'm going to do something towards my goal. And the Lord put a little rhyme in my heart that I ain't said in probably about 35 more years. But it goes like this. Somebody said that it couldn't be done, but he would have chuckled replied that maybe it couldn't, but he wouldn't be one to say so until he tried. So he buckled right in with a trace of a grin. He started to pray as he tackled the thing, and he did it. Amen, y'all. I hope that y'all encourage somebody to do something today with that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Won't he do it Wednesday? He got Sister Mina on the line, and she gave her words of encouragement. We want to thank you all for joining us for Won't He Do It Wednesday, for staying with us. Hey, let's go and let's put a seed on our faith today. Let's put a seed on the prayers that went forth today. You can sow your $24 midweek sacrifice through Cash App at Bishop Eric Clark, or you can go to our website, ekcministries.org, and sow your seed there, or you can sow by way of texting the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. If you want to be a prayer lead, a prayer host, give the office a call. Sister Mina, give the office a call so that you can get on the line and give us some more words of encouragement. The number is 216-475-6327. Again, thank you all for joining us today at 9 o'clock. In a minute, Bishop will be on live for Daily Bread, so go and get your word for today, and then this evening join us for our midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. You all have a great, great day, and won't he do it? Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Amen. 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 God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.